James Whalen. I represent Kenneth Brown. And the two issues that I'm going to use my time to discuss relates to the sufficiency of the evidence as it relates to the receipt of the $10,000 by the city of Garland. They were charged with a conspiracy to violate 18 U.S.C. 666, which is the theft and bribery statute. And one of the main elements that they had to prove at trial, which was in the jury's instructions, was that the city of Garland, Texas, received in any one-year period benefits in excess of $10,000 under a federal program involving a grant, contract, subsidy, loan guarantee, insurance, or other form of federal assistance. That was an essential element that the government had to prove. And we state in our brief and in the record, it's pretty short, the only evidence that was proffered by the government and presented by the government was from a Mr. Ken Anderson from the city of Garland. And he basically was asked the following question: as part of the funding for the city of Garland, does the city receive assistance from the federal government? Yes, yes, we do. Specifically from the years 1998 and each successive 12-month period to 2008, yes, we did. And that was the sum and substance of the evidence presented at trial. It's our position on behalf of both the Browns that that evidence is completely insufficient to support a conviction because there's no other evidence presented. And it never showed the amount of money they received. Was it a benefit from a government program? There's no evidence that they received any federal funds from a government program. You don't.
Is part of the argument that they might have received $10,000 from all the sources that were listed there, the municipal sort, all of the sources in the context of the conversation?
I don't read it that way, Your Honor, because I think what, when they asked him about the, I think if you're asking about the banking accounts that they had, they have to receive more than $10,000 in each successive year. So every year, individually, they had to receive more than $10,000 of benefits from federal program.
Okay, I thought that your argument was that you could have received property taxes, they could have received property taxes, utility revenues, and other miscellaneous fees and permits, which also add up to $10,000. And whenever he was saying we have more than $10,000, we don't know the source. Is that not your argument?
No, it's not, Your Honor. Okay. That testimony dealt with the revenue that went into the account that it appears Ms. Leathers was able to write those claims out of. And what he was testifying to is the money that went into that account was from fees, permits, miscellaneous funds. And so the argument is that account, they could have had a separate account that federal funds came into that she didn't have any control over, and that these fees were separate from any type of federal funding.
So you're not alleging any instructional error?
No.
Okay. And you're not making an insufficient because of the law in terms of not sufficient nexus?
Well, we are making an insufficient nexus argument, too, because I think the court in the case law, I mean, there's in Salinas and the Supreme Court case in Salinas and Sabry, they talked about this nexus. But this court in Whitfield, which is cited by the government, talked about that still said there has to be some nexus between the criminal conduct and the agency receiving the funds. And so there has to be some nexus or some showing. But our issue is this court can't even do that analysis, because there's no evidence in the record to support that.
Okay, so again, you're the specific question, because the brief had a bunch of different sort of nuances to it. Are you saying that Anderson's testimony isn't sufficient because it was a leading question?
Yes, it was
but
a leading.
Nothing's wrong with a leading question if you don't object.
Right, there's nothing wrong with a leading question.
Okay, so he gives his answer. And is it your position legally there would have to be corroboration for his testimony? Or is it just that that answer isn't enough for the jury to draw the inference that the company received $10,000 on each of those years?
I think it's not sufficient. It's not enough for him just to say we received that much. Because I think in the cases that we cited, I think those cases are kind of illustrative of the analysis the court has gone through in order to determine is there a nexus, does it invoke federal jurisdiction. In all those cases that have been cited, there's always been documentary evidence. There's documents of we got the funds from the NEA, or we got it from the United States Marshal Service, or we had a contract in the Salinas case to house federal prisoners.
But there's, Mr. Whalen, is it required that there be evidence in addition to the oral testimony of the accounting manager?
It's our position that it does, because in order to establish whether or not there is a nexus between the criminal conduct and the agency, you have to determine the source of the funds and wasn't in fact a benefit from a federal program, because they talk, that's what the statute says. Is it a benefit from a federal program that they have to prove? So we believe that it is that they have to prove that, then more than that, because also we cite in the Jackson case, at the end of that or part of that case, it says the government must prove more than a scintilla of evidence. And so it's our position that this is less than a scintilla evidence. It's not a. It's not like venue where you have
Jackson,
to.
Jackson, there was lack of clarity as to which year was involved.
There was lack of clarity and lack of amount, but I think that. But I think that case also shows that you. This court was able to look at and say there was evidence about the amount of the money that received, the exact amount, the source of the money.
Part of the problem is I don't think you crossed on this correctly. Correct. You didn't turn around, cross Anderson, and say, well, let's be more specific.
Right. I was not trial counsel. Yeah. I did not try the case, unfortunately.
But I didn't see it in the cross. I didn't see it come up in the closing argument.
Correct.
Now, the burden's the government's, without a doubt.
Right.
But that just, it gives us.
I agree. It was not challenged at trial, but our position is, obviously, the burden's on the government
right.
to prove this beyond a reasonable doubt. And the record, as it is, they did not prove it beyond a reasonable doubt, because you can't. There was no evidence from Mr. Anderson about the source of the funds. I mean, I would concede that if they said, we received grant money from Homeland Security to buy new squad cars from the police department, and it was $50,000, that would give you some evidence to support that. But there's nothing in this record
so
to support
like that. Is the bank federally insured? Expert witness says, yeah, it is. I checked. And
right.
What else are they going to say?
Right, but I also would say, in addition to that, normally in those type of trials, you're going to see the certificate from the FDIC.
But it's not a requirement.
I agree. It's not a requirement, but you're going to see some documentary evidence to support it. And so we believe that the evidence is completely insufficient on this element, and both convictions have to be reversed. Thank you.